Who? Oh, we switched up the lineup a little bit. I got to just entertain the audience while I change my paperwork.
Tap
here,
pants. I told you it was on the break and you
there you go.
Program.
All right, here we are. Jeff Gustafson is one of the Canadian men who are competing south of the border at the top, the highest level of bass fishing in the world. We know him as Gussie. Everybody knows him as Gussie. I first had an opportunity to meet this extraordinary individual. I'm going to say about, maybe 20 years ago in Kenora. We were up shooting a Fish in Canada episode, and we spent a bit of time with Gussie up there. But since then, and back then, there was no such thing as tournaments for Gussie. He was a hardcore guide, both the fishing and hunting guide, had a great business going. And then next thing I know, he's on the U.S. circuit burning it up. Fascinating. Anyways, good morning, Gussie. How you doing, buddy?
How are you guys doing? I'm my voice is a little bit. I've been fighting a cold for the last few days, so I'm a little scratchy, but you'll have to deal with it.
Hey, good way to start the new season, right? Go down there and fish some tournaments while you got a cold.
Well, hey, when I go to, I'm going to Florida in like 2 weeks, and when I get there, I think that'll cure my any cold that I have, right?
But. Yeah. Jeff, how much time do you spend south of the border now each year, in your estimation?
Well, when I was fishing the FLW Tour, it was 6 or 7 tournaments a year, and now we're the Elite Series is 9 or 10. So it's it's you got to pretty much figure a little over a week for each event. So
wow,
it's a good chunk of the year, and then we've got several of the tournaments are back to back, so that helps me as far as like the travel and stuff, not having to go back and forth all the time. And then we've got a couple times where there's a week in between two events, so I'll stay down there during that time, and usually it works out. My wife can kind of come and we'll go to Nashville or go somewhere cool for a few days and do the tourist thing, or find somewhere to go fish and have some fun.
Where are you calling home these days? Still up in Kenora?
Yeah, I still live up in Kenora on Lake of the Woods. And nice. The problem is our summers are too nice up here. So you couldn't pay me to live anywhere else in the summer.
No, for sure.
And, I'm it's not that convenient for my traveling, and I'm about 2 hours to Winnipeg. So, during the winter, I'll leave my boat and truck down south and fly back and forth. But then that involves lining up a ride from the, to get picked up at the airport in Winnipeg. And it's Winnipeg's like the coldest place in Canada, pretty much. So, in January, it's not always easy to find someone that wants to go up there.
I've experienced Portage in Maine in the dead of winter in late January, early February. You're right. There is no colder place on earth than that corner. Insane.
No.
You mentioned, Gussie, used to fish the FLW. Tell folks what happened to make you move.
So a couple years ago, a year and a half ago now, Major League Fishing, the Bass Pro Tour, was formed. And so they plucked quite a few guys from the Bassmaster Elite Series, which was, at the time, probably the highest level circuit that there was. And I think it still is. And I'd been fishing the FLW Tour for 6 or 7 years at that up to that point. And I was really lucky. I got fortunate. There were 7 or 8 of us that got invited from the FLW Tour to fish the Elite Series last year, to include, Chris and Corey Johnston from Peterborough, Scott Canterbury from Alabama, guy who ended up winning Angler of the Year, Matt Airy, Brandon Cobb, he won 2 of the events last year, Shane LeHue. I was lucky. It was a good group of anglers, and I'd come off a pretty good year 2 years ago, and the timing was kind of right. And then Dave Mercer is actually the MC for the Elite Series, so he really put a good word in for the three of us from Ontario, I think, and it all just sort of worked out. And I had the funnest year I've had fishing professionally last year, for sure. It was a great experience, and I can't wait to get it going again here.
Gussie, you know, anybody listening to this program that might be on the fence, you know, age-wise and ability-wise to making a decision to maybe make that big jump and go pro, turn pro and head south of the border to see if they can make a living, what would you say to those people right now?
Well, you know, it's not as glamorous as you think it is for, you know, a lot of the fans and people. But it's sure, if you enjoy fishing tournaments, and I know, like, I live for it, that's my favorite thing to do. And I have a lot of passion for it. You know, it's a big commitment. It's a big expense. If you're, you know, I'm a regular guy, and I was lucky that, back in 2012, I had a friend, Don Nelson that owns KrugerFarms.com, a website in Minnesota that sold fishing and hunting gear. I'd guided him a few times fishing and deer hunting, and he had the means to help me out and got me going and got me started. And luckily I sort of did well enough where I wasn't, you know, losing all my money, and I could keep doing it. And, you know, the reality is, not that many people just jump right into it and light it up. I mean, you got to put your time into it a little bit. And I learned the hard way going to some of these reservoirs and different types of lakes. And you know, I've got enough time into it now where my consistency's a little better. And I still had a few bad tournaments last year, but luckily I had more, you know, more good days than bad days, and qualified for the Classic. And all in all, it was a really good year.
Well, let's take a moment to talk about 2019, the season that was. Tell us about the highs and lows.
Well, the the high was I finished second at Tayuga Lake in August, in New York, and that was awesome. I led it for a couple days heading into the last day, and I just came up a little short on the last day, but it was a pretty fun week. Getting to fish the St. Lawrence River for a week, that was phenomenal. And I sort of had two mediocre, the first couple days were kind of mediocre. Then I had a really good third day and almost made the top 10. But I'm excited. We're going back there again next year, so I'm really excited about that. The low probably at Lake Lanier in February, second tournament of the year. This was the one I was looking forward to the most on the schedule. We'd fished there before, the year before with FLW, and it's probably like the best spotted bass lake in the U.S. as far as like a big tournament lake. And I led that one after the first day, and then somehow I managed to catch two fish the next day. And I feel like I could go to that lake and catch a limit 100 days in a row. I mean, I love fishing there. I'm confident. And it was just one of those days. What I was doing wasn't working. And I fought it and stayed with it. And, you know, even up until the last half an hour, I was still confident I'd get it done. And, if you tournament fish, you know what I mean. When it's not happening, that clock just goes like fast, you know, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's over. And that was pretty humbling. But I mean, again, if you do fish tournaments, you're going to, you know, it's still fishing, and there are things out of your control. And, you just learn from some of your mistakes. And I'm, you know, hopefully I'll get another crack at that place. But all in all, it was a good year.
You mentioned qualifying for the Classic. Tell us about that.
So the Bassmaster Classic, anyone that fishes bass tournaments, you know, is probably familiar with that event, but it's our Super Bowl tournament. So the top 40 guys from the Elite Series qualified for it. And it's going to happen at Lake Gunnersville the first weekend in March. And it's the big one. There's a ton of media coverage for that event. First place is $300,000. There's no entry fee, and you know, we all get paid pretty well just to be there. It's, you know, it's going to be fun. For me, that's the dream, you know, dream event. And I'm calling that, you know, the biggest accomplishment of my fishing career.
For sure.
Get there, and I'm so excited. And you know, now it's coming up. It's getting real, and I can't wait. I'm excited. And Lake Gunnersville, I fished there a few times. We actually fished there this past June, and I kind of had a rough one, but I've done well there in the past, and I like the way that it sort of sets up. I have a few ideas of how it's going to happen, and I'm ready for it.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. I know the Johnson boys will be there as well. I was talking to Chris earlier on, in this past year, and he was telling me how excited he is about appearing there as well. So we wish you guys the best. Fly that Canadian flag, make us proud, and we'll talk to you immediately when that's done.
Okay, will do, buddy. And hey, if you get up here sometime, you make sure you let me know, hey?
Oh, for sure, Jeffy. Don't you worry, bud. Appreciate
it. All right.
All right, Jeff Gustafson, we call him Gussie. He is a former FLW tournament champion. He's from Keewatin, Ontario, Kenora, and now fishes the Bass Elite Series, BASS Elite Series, and qualified for the Classic. Him and the Johnson boys are going to go head-to-head. How exciting is that? All right, we got to take a quick break. More journal after this. I should air go away.